Blog Talk Radio.
Tuning in. My name is Brenda, Brenda Moss, aka Lady Diva. That track was High Energy by Rob Bass. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you, everyone. Rob Bass, are you with me?
Yes, I am, Brenda.
All right. All right. Then thank you for participating. Can you tell all our listeners out there more about yourself?
Yes, I'm a jazz musician from sunny Queensland in Australia, and I have a passion to play jazz and all genres. I really enjoy all genres, but a piano player mainly. I play a little bit of guitar as well, but I just love music and enjoy playing.
All right, all right. And I would like to know, you play by keyboard?
Sorry, what was that?
You play keyboard?
That's right, I play keyboard. So piano is my main instrument, but I also play organ and electric piano.
Okay, all
probably
right.
A lot of my roots were in blues, and so I tend to, my music does have a lot of blues flavor to it.
Okay, all right then. Okay. So have you played with any other international jazz musician artists? Go ahead.
Yes, I've learned from a lot of well-known jazz musicians, and played a lot of my background earlier has been playing with well-known Christian musicians. I've played with Donnie McClurkin's sister, Olivia McClurkin, who was a backup vocals for Whitney Houston, also backup for Michael Jackson. And so I've played behind her. I've also done a lot of stuff with local jazz musicians, and I've learned from probably some of Australia's best players, a guy called Mike Nock. You may know of him, but also Kevin Hunt and many others that are great players, and that's where I've got a lot of my inspiration from.
All right. So tell us a little bit more about this album, Going Places.
Yes, it's actually a single, and it's gave it that title mainly because of the progression of the song. It feels like it's moving somewhere, and especially with the melodic line that I wrote behind it and the chord progression, it has that feel that, hey, we're going somewhere. And so that's how I ended up giving it that name.
Okay. All right. So can you briefly give everyone information of your website and where to purchase your music? Go ahead, please.
Yes, they can purchase music from my website, which is www.rodbestmusic.com. Also, all my tracks are available on CD Baby. They're also available on Amazon, on Spotify, on Apple Music and iTunes. So I can give you details so that they'd be able to find them. If they just look up Rod Best, they'd be able to find them.
All right. So we're going to go ahead and start off, give a taste to some of our listeners out there of your music. I will play Going Places, and you already gave us information of how you gave and why you gave the title of that song. Here is Going Places by Rod Best. Stay tuned, Rod.
Yes, we certainly will.
that was Going Places by Rod Bass. I love that song, Rod. Tell me a little bit more about, have you done any international festivals, events?
No, I haven't as yet, Brenda. Being over here in Australia, you're a little bit isolated, and I'm just starting to get known by people around the place. And so I'm hoping that's going to happen in the future. But right at present, no, it's been more you know, around Brisbane, Sydney, you know, local here in Australia.
Okay. All right, then. So have you been to the United States doing any events?
I've been to California. As yet, I haven't actually been to. I'd love to actually come over there and you know, visit some of the, especially some of the festivals there, and you know, hopefully one day be a part of actually playing in one. It would be marvellous. But yeah, I have been to LA. I've been to through to San Francisco. But as yet, not played in any of the festivals.
Okay, so do you have any future projects where you will be coming into the United States again? Or do you have any planned shows coming back to California or L.A.?
Not right at the moment, but I'm hoping that will happen in the future because I know that's a great way to get your music out there and for people to get to know you. So.
Okay. So while you're down there in Australia, in your hometown, have you done any community events where you did any charity events or anything like that for your community?
Yes, one of my fortes, Brenda, is arranging, and I love to just put music together. And so we, in our local town here, last year we did a big Christmas event where we you know, brought in a whole lot of musos, and you know, I arranged it all, played keys, and it was a probably my like carols is Christmas carols with a groove, because I like to put a nice groove to everything. And so but it was a great event for the town, and very successful. We for the first year, we're actually doing it again this year, the end of the year, but it was a very successful event. A lot of people absolutely are still raving about it.
Oh, wow. So hopefully you'll be doing some more the end of the year, correct?
That's right, yes. I've actually put out a Christmas EP, which is available on my website and from iTunes and everywhere. It was actually done with my different arrangements of carols with Light of Love from Chicago. They actually did the vocal parts, and I did the arranging of the CD. So it's actually an EP, 6 tracks on it, but that is available.
All right. Okay. So I'm going to play another one of your popular tracks. This one is called Smooth Groove. So tell us a little bit how you come up with the title of this track.
Because it had a lot of my songs I build around a particular groove, and this song was, I came up with a groove for it, and I thought, now this has got a nice smooth jazz groove to it. And a lot of the melodic lines and the, you know, the electric piano style behind it was quite smooth. And so that's how I just thought, well, it's got a smooth groove. That's how I came up with the name for it.
All right. Now this is Smooth Groove by Rod Bass. Now you sit still, Rod. Be right back.
Yes.
Oh,
All right, all right. That is Smooth Groove by Rod Best. Now, I really like that one, Mr. Best.
Thank you, Brenda. Thank you.
Could you go ahead and give all our listeners out there your website information and where to purchase your music?
Yes, you can purchase. My website is www.rodbestmusic.com. And they can purchase my tracks from iTunes, from Apple Music, from Spotify, from Amazon, and CD Baby.
All right.
If they just look up Rod Best, and they'll be able to find me.
Now, you are on some social sites as well, right? Are you on Facebook or Twitter?
That's right, yes, on both, on Facebook and Twitter.
Can you give our listeners out there how you got it spelled on Twitter and Facebook? How they can read you on Facebook and Twitter.
Yes, if they look up if you on Twitter, it's at rod.best. They should be able to find me there. On Facebook, I'm listed there as Rod Best Jazz Musician. They'll be able to find me there. I'm the only one that's registered as a jazz musician.
Yeah, there are so many other names just like Rod Best, and I was researching you on Twitter, and I couldn't find you. There are 2-3 other Rod Best, so you said it's rod.best?
Yes, I'll see if I can find it for you.
That's okay. We'll talk about it later. So tell us more about any concerts that you might be having coming up that may be recorded for us to look out for online.
At the moment, Brenda, I don't have any concerts coming up right at present. I'm in a season at the moment where I'm way out in the country, in the bush, and so it's just at this particular time of my life at the moment. But I've got access to plenty of musicians to develop my songs. But at the moment, I'm not doing any tours or concerts. I mean, it's just where I'm at the moment, but I'm hoping that will be different, soon. So.
Okay. Are you a teacher, a music teacher? Because there were photos.
Yes, I have taught. I've done a lot of music seminars and conferences, developing people in. In keyboard, also in arranging, also a lot of church musicians. I've helped to develop them as well. So, a little bit of some vocal classes as well. Even though I'm not a great vocalist, I do know what I've learned a certain amount over the years, and so I'm there just to try and help other musicians progress and develop their craft.
All right. Okay. All right. So, are you still teaching or doing seminars?
I teach sometimes those that are advanced students that I know really want to progress and are keen to learn. Sometimes I'll still do seminars when I'm invited. I've did some teaching over in India not so long ago, back in September. We did some development of musicians over there, and so I'm still available to do that, when invited.
All right, okay. All right. So go ahead and give information of your social website information where people can follow you. And we're going to end this session, and then I'll play another track. So, and then I'll ask you one more question. Go ahead about your website information again and how to follow you on social sites. Go ahead.
Yeah, so it's the website again is www.rodbestmusic.com. And as far as Facebook, they should. I'm just trying to see if I should have really had my my Facebook details up here for you. There's a couple of Facebook web pages that I do have. Sorry, Brenda, I should have had this organized for you.
Oh, that's all right.
I just wanted to maybe just give a few words of encouragement to those that are sort of starting out in music at this time. The whole thing is with is not to give up. You know, quite often you'll find situations where you'll have downers and where things don't seem to go right. But I just want to encourage people to dream for the impossible, no matter how many setbacks, just to press in and reach for their God-given dreams, because all of us have dreams that we hope to see take place. And it's just a matter of pressing into those dreams, not allowing discouraging words or actions of others to hold you back. Continuing to learn and being open to receive from advice from even the simplest player you can learn something from. And live with the thought that you've been made for greatness, that your life will leave an impression beyond the grave. You know, the biggest setback will be in the area of identity usually, and quite often musicians don't see themselves as really they should see themselves. And that's why they lack confidence. And so it's just knowing who you are, and out of that you can achieve a lot.
Oh, okay. Thank you very much for that. Appreciate that. Thank you.
So the best place for my Facebook is www.facebook.com/ a contemporary piano player.
Okay.
So that's, again, that's www.facebook.com/ contemporary piano player. I'll be able to find you there.
Okay. And on Twitter is rod.best@twitter.com.
That's right, yeah.
Okay. All right, and your music is on CD Baby?
On CD Baby, yes, yes. I put my music through CD Baby, and then it goes out from there to iTunes, Amazon, Spotify.
Right. Okay, then. And thank you for your words of wisdom, and Rod Best, you're always welcome to come back on my show when you have some other future upcoming projects. Feel free to contact me and keep in touch. And thank you for your participation. And I love your music.
Yes, thank you so much, Brenda. A privilege for me to be on your show. And thank you to all the listeners that have tuned in today.
And you are more welcome. This show will be recorded. You are more welcome to continue to pass this show along to many other family, followers, and fans and friends out there.
Great. Thank you so much, Brenda. Appreciate it very much. You know, I will tune in again. I'll ring in sometime when I've got something coming up.
All right, then. Thank you very much, Ron Bass. You have a blessed evening.
Yeah,
no,
you
it's
too.
It's morning time. It's morning time there,
yeah,
right?
It's morning time here. That's right. It's 10:30 here.
Right. All right, then. Thank you. And
yeah, thank you so much, Brenda.
You're welcome. And for all my listeners, I want to thank you for tuning in. And stay tuned for my other shows that are coming up. I have a Canadian bass player. He's a jazz musician. His name is Brendan Rothwell. Now he's a bass player, a jazz musician. He's from Canada. And with his music, he likes to tell stories. And I have another R&B rhythm and soul songwriter and producer named A. Hagan. And he's locally here from Kentucky. And feel free to call the guest line number at 657-383-0771 to call on the show and speak to me or my guest. And I thank you for tuning in, and thank you for your support. Stay tuned for all my other shows coming up this week. Thank you, Rod Bass. Love your music. You have a lot of fans out there you just don't know. And I am signing out with a song called Move and Groove by Rod Bass. And thank you all for tuning in. This is Lady Diva signing out.
Thank you so much, Brenda.